what's up, everyone? This is Q Alexander. Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. On this episode, I wanted to talk about something that we see a lot, we hear about it a lot, especially on social media, and that is protect Black women. Today's episode is titled, Men Need to Be Protected Too. I am all about protecting Black women, but I am also all about protecting all women. While we praise protecting women, we can't forget that men need to be protected as well. We are all human. Men need support. Men suffer from depression. They struggle and go through tough times, have suicidal thoughts, are abused, etc. What men go through is not talked about enough. All men should not be generalized as being the same. There are good men and there are good women. There are bad men and there are bad women. The good ones need to be recognized more. I notice when Father's Day comes around, there are some women who try to take that day away from the good fathers and make it about themselves. I see posts on social media about some women bashing men and saying how they are the father and mother and going on and on about all they do as a mother for their child or children. That is what you are supposed to do. It's your responsibility to provide for them. Father's Day is not the time, and social media is not the place to address the issues you have with who you decided to have a child or children with. Let the good fathers enjoy their day without having to read or hear about any drama from your life that has nothing to do with them. When Mother's Day comes around, we don't hear or see fathers posting and make it about themselves. They celebrate mothers and do what they need to do without making a big announcement about what they do. It's okay to feel hurt or upset about your bad experiences, but it is not fair to project those feelings toward all men. Society makes it hard for men to feel like they have a safe space to open up and be vulnerable. It's considered being weak if men show their emotions, and that is not true at all. It takes a real man to be real about who he truly is and how he truly feels. Expressing yourself is the right thing to do, and no one should make anyone feel bad for doing so. A lot of women talk about deadbeat fathers, but we rarely hear about deadbeat mothers. They exist too. When it comes to mothers not being present, there are excuses. She's doing the best she can. She lost her job, etc. But why isn't the same energy given to men? If a man is going through a tough time and can't provide for his family, he is labeled as broke and called all sorts of negative things. Please stop doing this. Men need to be just as supported as women during times like this. Men are abused, but it's not taken as seriously as when it happens to women. No woman should get into a man's face, yelling, cussing, putting her hands in his face, throw things. That is a form of abuse, and that is provoking behavior and can lead to something worse. Don't downplay your role when you get a reaction from a man due to your behavior. It's not okay for a woman to provoke or put her hands on a man, and the same applies to men. It does not matter how upset you get in the situation. The best choice you can make is to walk away. I have seen stories and heard stories about men being hit repeatedly by women, and the only thing people focus on is when men react. If you are bold enough to put your hands on a man, be bold enough to accept the consequences that come with that. As I mentioned, it's wrong on both sides, but do not verbally or physically abuse a man and only become outraged when you get a reaction. Domestic violence is a major issue. I did an episode a few months ago about someone who I worked with years ago who was murdered by her spouse before he killed himself. And it broke my heart to find out that this happened to her. We used to talk, we used to laugh. She was such a cool person, and she had a beautiful spirit. But all men are not abusive. So let's make sure that we separate the good from the bad. We lose way too many men and women to senseless gun violence, and it needs to stop. We need to protect women and men. Empower women and men. Let men know it's okay to express how they feel and heal. It's okay for men to go through things and not feel ashamed to ask for help. Holding everything inside is not healthy for anyone. And men deserve to be loved correctly too. I want all the men out there, those who are taking the steps to do better, those who may be struggling in any way, to know that I am rooting for you. Know that there are some women and men who are also rooting for you. I know the world can be cruel, but you deserve to be recognized and celebrated too. Keep doing your best and don't let anyone make you feel that you are less than a man when you are going through a tough time. Grow through it and continue to move forward to be the best man that you can be. The world needs you, and I pray that more people realize that men need to be protected too. I really hope that this episode reached a lot of people. I think it's very important that we also need to shine a light on how men also need protection. They need support. They need to know that they matter. They need to know that they can speak up and not feel embarrassed or ashamed, and they're not going to be put down for expressing themselves and showing what they are going through. We need to highlight that as well. So I felt the need to speak about it. If you follow me, you know that I am all about speaking up for things that are right and bringing awareness to it. So I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. I want to thank all my listeners. I appreciate you all. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.